Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, it's the story that's dominating the front pages of the British newspapers today, the car chase involving Prince Harry and Meghan in New York earlier this week. A member of the couple's security team has claimed that a dozen paparazzi on cars, in cars, on scooters and bicycles chased the couple through Midtown Manhattan, breaking red lights and endangering members of the public in what was described as a near catastrophic two-hour car chase. We're going to take a look at how the story is being covered now in the British press. I'm joined on the line by journalist Vincent McAvinney. Vincent, you're very welcome. Now, some of the allegations around this are contested, and I just want to play this clip from ITV's Good Morning Britain. This is a paparazzo who says he was involved in Tuesday night's incident. He spoke anonymously and described what he witnessed.
For the most part, I was driving and it was very tense trying to keep up with the vehicles. They did a lot of blocking. There was a lot of different types of maneuvers to stop what was happening. Their driver was making it a catastrophic experience. If they were going 80 miles an hour, I would have probably be going about 20 miles an hour behind them and hoping to keep sight of them. So if it was dangerous and catastrophic, it more than likely was based on the person that was driving versus anyone else.
So Vincent, he is blaming the prince's driver for the danger.
Yeah, I mean, inevitably he will do that. But if you've ever seen one of these pursuits take place in a major city like London, like New York, like Los Angeles, you will see that, you know, that these paparazzi photographers do take extreme measures. They take provocative measures. They endanger people around them. And the fact is that they don't have to be laying chase. They knew where the couple were staying. They knew where they were going. They could have just got shots outside of both those venues, but they decided to pursue them. And it is very clear from Prince Harry, anything, you know, if anyone knows anything about him, it is from all that he's spoken in the past year, that the main trauma in his life is the fact that he believes his mother was killed, potentially murdered, by the actions of paparazzi in Paris. And so obviously it is going to be a very triggering situation for him.
Images of Harry and Meghan, they're on the front pages of almost every British newspaper today, Vincent. But have any of the papers used any of the images captured by those paparazzi?
Well, they did. I was in the newsroom yesterday and I saw before the statement went out from the couple that the Mail were running photos of them in a taxi, a sort of New York taxi. And I thought that's very strange for them to be in there. And in the front seat, you saw a security guard who was looking quite stressed. He was trying to direct the driver, who was just a normal New York taxi driver. He himself has given an interview now as well. They only tried that tactic for about 10 minutes before they then abandoned that and went back to their own cars. So I think there was, you know, you're seeing the tabloids front pages. It's all the arrival images. I think they know that even, you know, most people are pretty divided on Harry and Meghan. But I think most, you know, sound minded people will accept that there is a particular issue when it comes to paparazzi chases of this prince. And so we haven't seen that much of the chase photos being published, but they were definitely run on the internet yesterday.
And Vincent, how do you assess the reaction generally? Do people have sympathy for Harry and Meghan after this happened to them?
I think they do. I think, let's be honest here, the tabloids have a vested interest because they were going to be the clients for this set of photos and they are employing these tactics. You know, maybe they might like to put a bit of distance and say, oh, it's agencies and we're not directing them, but they are still the consumers for them and they have published them in the past. So they're trying to sort of pick apart the narrative, you know, the statement that it could have been catastrophic. They're, you know, putting up the paparazzi saying it wasn't so bad. The police statement from the New York police was very calm. But I think, you know, this is not just a normal celebrity being chased by paparazzi. This is someone, as I said, who is clear the defining turning point in his life was the death of his mother in Paris at the hands of paparazzi. And he talks very vividly about himself. You know, he asked when he was of age to see photos of the accident. And it scars him that he looked at the photo of his mother lying in the car dying and thought there was a strange glow around her, a sort of heavenly glow. And then after a few seconds realized it was flashbulbs going off. And he says he's haunted by the fact that his mother's final conscious moments would have been at the hands of photographers. She would have just seen the flashbulbs, heard the clicking. And that is what really drives him to want this kind of level of protection that he's having to pay a lot of money to get. So you know, it is, people are in their camps on Harry and Meghan. I don't think they're going to break out of those, but I think most people accept chasing him, paparazzi, and, you know, endangering public, not just this couple, but endangering public. You know, this is something from the 90s and the 2000s that we thought we'd hopefully left behind.
Vincent, thank you very much. Vincent McAvinney now there. Coming up next, consultant gastroenterologist Barbara Ryan is going to tell us about the signs and symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome and what to do about it. That's after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.